Vikings?
I saw I had to do it again. Playing 2 weeks in a row in two different countries, the Minnesota Vikings. I can't believe that has happened before.
Way, no.
The Jaguars obviously have played back-to-back games in London in years past.
Technically, lots of teams play back-to-back weeks in two different countries. The Vikings might be the first to do three in a row in three different countries. I'm counting the U.S. That's not fair. Sorry. The Vikings, back-to-back games overseas.
Mm-hmm. In two different countries.
Ireland. Very, very, very jealous of them getting to go to Dublin.
That said,
is that going to be that's not going to be a yearly thing, I mean, is it? NFL and Ireland?
Dublin and London is the distance between. Is it like Buffalo to Baltimore?
It's a ferry ride across, and then a train. Yeah. I think you can get there in like 5 hours, just from that. I think ferry to the train.
You could also fly,
or you could do that.
It's an hour. It's like an hour and a half.
Right.
So Buffalo to New York City. And that's a shorter flight.
Yeah.
Depends on the flights. Buffalo to Chicago. Buffalo to whatever. I've demonstrated.
It's very close.
Right, exactly. Two different countries, but not exactly far away. It's not London and Dubai. When's Dubai get a game?
They are planning on that within a couple of years, I believe. That would have been with Sal and Mike North. That is in the works, like to happen. They're going to play in Dubai. How's that for a Bills trip?
All right. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, 803-0550.
Yeah, 20, doesn't have a year. United Arab Emirates and Greece, though, are the two mentioned here.
Greece.
I play in Athens. I've been to Athens. Not impressed. Parthenon was cool.
You were not impressed?
No. The Parthenon was really cool and awesome, and the rest of it, whatever.
Not impressed.
It's not what you think. You think you're going to show up at this city that's been around since the BC times, and you realize, oh, wait, they rebuilt this all in, like, 1850. Like, the city didn't exist for 2,000 years. Like, if I want to see buildings that were built in 1850, I'm going to go downtown.
Some takes here on Greece.
Just that one particular area.
All right.
The non-Parthenon Athens area. China at some point.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia, I don't know.
They're Japan?
Japan? That's like Australia. You have to figure out the time zone when you're playing that game, probably. Mm-hmm. But I bet that happens, too.
So we're pretty much done with schedule stuff for the day, right?
Unless we start getting leaks.
Yeah, unless it's other leaks. The Bills have revealed their Highmark Stadium patch, their commemorative patch for the season ending,
mm-hmm.
the end of season at Highmark Stadium. I got a tweet here because you and I kind of got into a conversation about, Bills hosting the AFC Championship. Wouldn't it be perfect if it's the Chiefs? And I say anybody
else. With a win is what I said originally. Beating the Chiefs. But again, I can't know they're beating the
that's
Chiefs.
That's right.
Yeah.
And had a person write in, I guarantee if you ask Josh and he answers, he'd say he wants the Chiefs. And I guarantee you he would not say that.
Really?
Yes, Josh Allen would not on the record say he would prefer to play the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not on the record.
That's
what about in an honest moment, though?
Where's he speaking it to you?
Golfing.
Where anybody could hear
you're
it?
Golfing. You're in the golf cart, and
I think
it's not one of the YouTube golf streams where it's on the record.
I think he'd say it doesn't matter who we play, man, as long as we're at home in front of our fans.
No way.
I absolutely think
he'd
yes.
He'd tell you somebody.
It doesn't actually matter if they beat the Chiefs.
But you might want to beat somebody more than you want to beat somebody else.
You knock them out in the divisional round, and then beat Baltimore at home.
You don't think, though,
it
sticks and it irks him that he hasn't beaten that guy?
Ultimately,
even though it's not his fault that he hasn't beaten that guy.
Sure, it might, but if you win the Super Bowl, they don't ask who you beat along the way. Like you get to win it.
I know, but some of these guys are, I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan, but Jordan didn't just want to win the title. He wanted to bury Reggie Miller.
Did he?
Yeah.
Would he have preferred somebody else?
At least
that
he
year?
Said it in the documentary.
Well, he wanted to bury Reggie Miller because he's playing Reggie Miller. He also got to bury Gary Payton. He got to bury
Isaiah Thomas.
Sure.
That guy, for those two, they still hate each other. You don't think, not that Allen and Mahomes hate each other, but I think it could matter more, it could mean more in the moment to beat somebody than if he just beats the you know, the Titans have a surprise season.
I mean, the Rams, who'd they beat on the way to the Super Bowl when Stafford won it? Who'd they beat?
He beat Brady.
He did beat Brady. Who else? Burrow? Garoppolo?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Was there someone else he'd rather beat? The Lions.
But it just...
I'm not saying...
The Super Bowl is by far the thing, but...
I'm not saying that storylines don't exist, but...
Right.
I am not buying
Eli,
into... Like, I'd prefer the Chiefs over anybody else. There's too much to lose.
Like, I'm fighting people all the time about Eli Manning. His whole legacy is who he beat. Not just that he won, it's who he did it against.
Sure, but he won
That's going to get him into Canton.
Yeah. But if you beat somebody else to win two Super Bowls, whatever. Like, he's not less happy. You're probably right about the Hall of Fame point, though.
Not that Allen's not going to the Hall of Fame. I just think in an honest moment, Josh would tell you he'd rather... Yeah, I want to beat them.
What about Denver?
What about Denver?
They passed on him. He's got that little ammo. Is that not a... You get Denver. To beat Denver. You did beat him in the playoffs last year.
There are other teams that passed on him, too.
A couple. Not that many.
And Cleveland and New York picked other quarterbacks.
That's right.
I don't really hear him very often be like chip on my shoulder.
I've only heard it once
some athletes are like that.
Denver.
I mean, Baker Mayfield had a list of receipts, didn't he? When he showed up in the league, like people that said he wasn't going to be good, or like Draymond Green, I've heard on podcasts, he can list out these players that can list out. And it motivates them, like, who got picked above them. I don't know if I've ever heard Josh Allen be like, yeah, it irks me that Baker Mayfield went first and I didn't.
Didn't he point to Elway in Denver?
Allen?
Yeah. I thought he did a thing where...
Not that I remember.
I thought I heard him say something. I take it back if I'm remembering something incorrectly. I thought he said something about Denver once. Like,
I feel like I'd remember.
They said they were going to take me and they didn't.
Like,
because Bradley Chubb was on the board.
Okay. Maybe I think he... Didn't he rib on Elway for that face?
That's what I mean.
Okay, because when you first said it, I thought he scored a touchdown and he pointed up in the press box at John Elway or something like that, because that'd be cold.
That would be pretty cold. Schedule release continues. We never got in on the Utah Mammoth. Hey, everybody, it's the Mammoth.
The Mammoth. Do we like it?
Do we like it more
than what some of the alternatives were for them?
They have the same... colors as Seattle, basically. It's pretty much the same.
The blue is different, right? The blue is different. Seattle is more of like a teal, and this is more of like a, I don't know what they would call it, but they call it more of like a sky blue or a baby blue or something along those lines. But it's not that far off. I wanted to see them do something with pink. Because the pink Salt Lake and Utah, like that works, but they did not do that. There's more black in the logo. The team name, though, is fine, right? There were worse. There was worse.
There is a Mammoth lacrosse team, Colorado Mammoth.
I guess that didn't...
I guess it's okay.
That didn't matter, unless they're going to come calling sometime soon. And the logo's pretty cool, right? It's a mammoth head, but like you got the mountains on the top. Fine.
Sure.
I think they did fine. I don't hate it. My nitpicky thing is get rid of the black and bring in some pink. That would have been better. Too much black. Also, their away jersey, they're not changing.
Just Utah?
The home jersey is going to be a black jersey. That too. Like, it should be blue. But a black jersey with the mammoth head on it. The away jersey is going to be the same away jersey. White with just the Utah script going across diagonally.
Okay.
So.
That works. Yeah, they could have done worse. Yeti was going to be worse.
Yeti would have been... I like Mammoth more than I like Yeti. That's for sure.
803-0550, our phone number. The full schedule actually comes out tomorrow. Can you even stand it? Who's ready?
I just want to know... Give me the opener today. I think we'll find out a Bills game today.
Marcus,
but maybe not officially, though.
Marcus Mosier just posted a piece. I retweeted it for you if anyone wants to take a look at it. Keon Coleman feels like one of the league's most important players in 2025. If he breaks out, I don't know how teams are going to stop the Bills. I might agree with that.
I would also agree with that. If he breaks out, what is breakout, though?
Prove to be a great receiver.
Okay. So a guy that's... He's top of the everybody eats mountain.
Sure. Revisiting a conversation about wide receiver, the entire idea is somebody breaking out would be very good. And if Coleman breaks out,
it would be
fantastic. If Coleman breaks out, it would be incredible.
On the other hand, though, Matt Harmon from Reception Perception charted 7 rookie receivers from last year, and Coleman was not one of the 7 that he charted.
Yeah.
He might get to that.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he'll get to Coleman.
By the way, he charted Xavier Worthy. Worthy had some good numbers, great numbers against zone, very bad numbers against man coverage and press, though. But that's kind of what we thought of Worthy. He's a player you kind of have to use in specific areas. But I like Harmon's breakdown was good. That very curious to see what he'll look like with Rashee Rice at the same time. Because what Worthy did best last year was kind of the same role and types of plays that they were using Rice for the previous season.
Yeah.
So they both can't do it if they're on the field at the same time.
Ben Solak on Coleman in this piece. The big-bodied contested catch expert from Florida State was exactly that in his rookie season. Big play, ball winner, 39 of his 57 targets against man. He typically wins with physicality, but Coleman showed enough wiggle in his routes and surprising shiftiness after the catch that there's an exciting profile in there. He'll get a bigger route tree and more opportunities in year two, and he should continue earning quarterback Josh Allen's trust. One thing about Coleman getting like most of his targets in man coverage, I would say his numbers against zone were good, and his numbers against man were bad. So that's Allen just betting on Coleman winning. He's not necessarily, I don't know if you'll ever expect to be a separator in man coverage, but if he can still win anyway, you know, big-bodied bully ball out there.
One more thing I saw on Coleman yesterday. This was from Ian Harditz. Number one receiver in yards after the catch above expected.
Coleman.
By year, it's gone in the last 7 years. DJ Moore, like the number one receiver in the league at getting more yards over expected than what you're supposed to get. DJ Moore, AJ Brown, Debo Samuel, Jalen Waddle, Debo Samuel. Last year, Keon Coleman.
That's...
I'd love to... I think we said this last year, though. Screens and putting him in the slot.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they'll do more of that. Because last year, there wasn't a... I wonder, like, that's per reception. How often were they getting him involved in short yardage? When you think of the Coleman plays, it's jump balls down the field, right, where you really don't have an opportunity to get yards after catch.
Think about it this way, potentially. Engineering offensive plays for Keon Coleman the way they did for Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, right. Like, and that's not to eliminate the Shakir plays,
but
take some of them and give them to Coleman.
Yeah. Called plays 4 times a game where you're going to engineer a play to get him in space.
Makes you wonder why the third down screen against Kansas City was to Cooper, not to Coleman. Hey, Bills fans, come meet Khalil Shakir Thursday, May 15th, 5 to 6 p.m., Walden Avenue Verizon Store, 3393 Union Road in Cheektowaga, and be giving away home opener tickets, post-game field access, and a $250 gift card to the stadium store, courtesy of Verizon.